They made different size buttons, of course, out of different size shells. What we used to call the big washboard shell, which was the largest shell that we had. Well, they made the large buttons out of those. And the smaller and the thinner ones, they would make shirt buttons and blouse buttons and so forth out of those. Some of the shells, like what we call Sam shells, that was a very valuable shell. And we didn't process many of those. Most of those we sold to larger companies. It takes a pretty good cutter and so forth for sand shells, and they were very valuable. But you didn't pick up many of them, though, especially in the Elnor River. But they had all different kind of names for the shells, and some of them were real thick and heavy, some of them were thin, and it all depended then on what the size buttons and so forth.